Welcome back to episode 288 of the In Squash podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Gibson. And today, Jethro Binns joins us to break it all down in terms of what's going on new at squash levels. And they had a big press release last week in terms of some groundbreaking stuff they're doing there with regard to algorithms and squash rankings and whatnot. And I'm not 100% clear on everything that's gone down there. So I thought I'd reach out to Jethro, and he was quick to want to come on, friend of the podcast. And also, Squash Skills released an AI app that I tested, the Squash Skills AI app. I tested it out a few days ago, and it is magnificent. He'll be breaking that down as well. All I did was I entered Masters over 50 squash training, and it came up with a whole bunch of as a chat GPT would, a bunch of not in intel in terms of that, but also everything on the Squash Skills website that would help set me on my way. And I'm sure that's just the tip, not even the tip of the iceberg. Jethro is going to break all of that down as well. So episode 288 with Jethro Binns. But before we get into that, Open Squash, the tremendous sponsors of this podcast, and they currently sponsor the very best in the game, and of course their mission is growing the game and making it accessible to everyone. And they their team consists of their pro team anyways, Gina Kennedy, who's had a tremendous season so far, as well as Victor Quinn, Hannah Craig, who's broken into the top 100, and one of their tremendous assistant coaches, and of course the world number one and winner of the recent Windy Cindy Open and six PSA titles this season, Ali Farag. And obviously he never ceases to amaze. He's taken on the new role at Open Squash, a senior advisor, and that brings with it lots of excitement going forward. And now each summer, Open Squash puts on amazing clinics, which are given by some of the game's greats. One of my all-time heroes of the coaching game anyways, Mike Way. We know him. I know him from Jonathan Power days, but he's since moved on from that long ago, and he's been coaching Harvard in a big way over the last several years. He'll be part of the summer camp clinics. Former world number one Drexel head coach John White, along with Gina Kennedy, Victor Quinn, and several other highly respected coaches, including Hannah Craig, will be putting on summer camps and clinics. If you want to check these out and you're interested and be in the New York City area, check out www.opensquash.org and see what fits your needs. Maybe it's for you, maybe it's for your children, juniors that you know, whomever, maybe beginners to the game. They've got it all. Check it out at www.opensquash.org. And now, once again, EP 288, we're going to break down squash levels and the new AI squash skills app that's just been released with Jethro Binns. Yeah, mine's behaving herself. She's just sleeping over there on the sofa. So
that's what you want. Mine's trying to get a ball
until she gets a whiff of a cat or something running out. But Jethro, it's great to have you back. This might be your fourth time on the pod, third or fourth at least. So yeah, it's always great to have you on. And before we get into everything about the news release on squash levels and what's going on new and exciting with Squash Skills, congrats on the announcement, incoming announcement.
That's it. Little squash player due August the 31st.
Fantastic.
Yeah, no thanks. I've got a feeling life is going to change a little. Get turned on its head.
This is number one, is it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It is. I've managed to put it off for 40 years. So finally growing up, Jerry. Finally growing up.
Oh, that's all right. You're still young and fresh. You got fresh legs still. And, I had two daughters born in August. So I'm not sure if that's the gender reveal. But are you going to do that? Are you going to go that route, gender reveal, keep it on the down low?
Oh no, I think I'll I just figure it's a surprise at any point. There's enough of a surprise when a baby's born, right? So actually, I've just got a surprise in 6 weeks' time. So yeah, I think we'll find out if it's a boy or a girl in a few weeks, and then start making plans. So no, it's really exciting.
That's
Can't
good.
wait.
Yeah, that'll be more work for you. You got to get one of these rooms all kitted up for a boy or a girl, right?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure there's quite enough space in all honesty. I think it'll be juggling. But no, there's just another thing to think about. So there's plenty on the plate at the moment. We've been busy. But got to try and cram in a few more months of fun, try and get the business into a good spot, and then see what happens when the whirlwind arrives.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm
Into it
sure
all.
the joy of the show, speaking from personal experience, I just remember back then I was super busy with I had a new gig, new job, and trying to juggle that. And I just remember having our first child, it really just sort of, it made things e almost easier, just because of the joy of it took away from the stress a bit at work. If you know what I mean.
That's good to know.
We'll
No, well,
see how it
I'll
plays
take a
out.
bit of that. That sounds great. No,
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. No, I'm genuinely excited. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool.
Fantastic. Well, last week, I reached out to you after I saw the press release on what new and exciting stuff you guys have going on with Squash Levels, and then also with the new AI stuff that you have going on at Squash Skills. So let's start with Squash Levels. Now, I know in the press release it said the ranking systems and that are out there now are a bit outdated, and what you guys have coming with Squash Levels, the squash, I think it's called Launch, is that right?
Level Tech.
Level Tech, sorry. Yeah, I got to get my crap together here. Level Tech. Yeah. So first of all, describe what's currently out there and why perhaps Level Tech is the way forward.
I think we've proven the case in squash level with squash levels in the squash market that it's a highly engaging, highly accurate product, and I think the key word is engagement. If you look at traditional ranking systems or other rating systems, they're often quite slow moving, not necessarily as sophisticated as what Richard has developed. And I've got to give all credit to Richard in this, the algorithm that
That's Richard
he
Millman, you mean?
no Richard Bickers, Richard
Oh,
Bickers.
sorry. Okay, yeah.
The algorithm he came up with is one, incredibly accurate, but two, incredibly engaging. And it makes sense, right? So if you and I are playing Jerry, my level's 10,000, your level's 5,000. In theory, I'm twice as good as you, and I should get twice as many points as you. 11.5, 11.6, 11.5 should be the score. Likewise, if you're 5,000, you're playing someone's 2,500, you're twice as good as them, and you should beat them 11.5, 11.6, 11.5. So it's easy to understand. But then we've got it set up as such that there's enough dynamism within the rating that people care. So when they get an email saying you had a match last night and your level has changed, they go and check it out. And email open rates are 70%. Typically people move up to about 5% a game. 5% would be a reasonably unexpected result once you've factored in all the damping, but there's enough movement that people go, oh, what's my level? So we see crazy, crazily high engagement rates on the site. Site usage is, really, really high. The time on site is huge. So I think we've just struck this real balance between accuracy and engagement. And a load of that stems down to the fact it's got 20,000 lines of code baked into the behavioral modeling. And Richard spent best part of a decade studying squash players and understanding where the nuances are and understanding which results you can trust and which you can't to feed into the algorithm. And different players playing in different competitions behave differently. So there's been a hell of a lot of learning that's gone on into creating the algorithm. And then obviously we've spent the last 4 or 5 years developing the platform and the UI and the interface, and looking at, other influences such as Strava, what they've done for endurance athletes, and just thought, oh, actually, how can we apply that to squash? We've got this thing that people really hang their hat on, which is their match result and their level. So how can we then build community around that in the same way as what Strava has done? And, that's what we've done fundamentally within the squash world. So now we just see too good an opportunity, particularly given the place that racket sports are in at the moment. I feel like racket sports are really going through a bit of a renaissance as a whole. If you look at the whole ecosystem and look at the rise of pickleball, look at the rise of paddle, the good news that sees squash landing in the Olympics, I think we're in a really, really exciting place. So it just feels like it makes sense to take what we have with a proven product within squash and now spin it out and go multi-sport. Obviously the challenge for us is taking a singles algorithm and converting it to doubles, because squash is kind of unique in that 99% of the sport is played, as singles, whereas paddle is 99% doubles, and badminton, tennis, there's more of a focus on the doubles. So we landed this smart grant through Innovate UK earlier in the year, or last year, which, it's a big chunky grant and very, very difficult to get, which is all about developing the algorithm from singles to doubles. So we've got an 18-month project on focusing on that, but obviously in conversations with a few different partners in other sports and exploring it. So yeah, it's exciting times ahead.
That's great. So you've obviously there's prior to this, there's been a you piloted what you have already. There's been a pilot, I guess, right?
Within other sports,
Or just no,
or,
just within squash, yeah.
well, I mean, I think we've got a proven business case more than a pilot, right? So we've got 30,000 regular users. We're in 25 different countries. It's firmly established in the UK already, as the standard for squash ratings, and obviously endorsed by the PSA and WSF as the global rating system. So, I
Where I
think.
just wondering, like, where do others break down? I was just talking to Connor Turk. He was on my podcast, and I mentioned I don't know if you know Connor, but he's the pro at the Bow Valley Club, where they're hosting the PSA event this week. And I met, he got a wild card, and I mentioned, so where your rankings nine in Canada now? I said, well, if you trust those rankings, yes. Now, why would he say that? And sort of what. In areas like that, like what breaks down? Like why are some in some places sort of players questioning the validity of a ranking system that's up
Well, I
there?
think that it's worth breaking it down to two. You've got ratings, you've got rating systems, and then you've got, traditional tournament-based ranking systems. Now, the issue with rankings is that it's dependent on all the players competing in a certain number of events to create a level playing field. But what you'll often see, let's use the English under-19 rankings as an example. I think they mandate that you have to play five events per year so that your total points are divided by five. In some instances, PSA, I think it divides as 10 or 12 now. I can't remember, but you have to play a certain number of events and then it all gets divided up. But what often happens, with the English example, Jonah Bryant is significantly ahead as number one. He's playing the PSA World Tour. He would go and play the British Open, the British Closed, but wouldn't bother going and playing some of the gold events, because it's better for him and his game development to go and be playing PSA. So he might win two events, but then his divisor might be five or six. So his average ends up netting out lower than somebody who actually just goes consistently, turns up, plays all the tournaments, and comes fourth or fifth. But consistently turns up. So that's one of the nuances. There's obviously challenges where you weight the British Open higher or weight the British National Closed higher than the Pontefract Gold, as an example. But that's just part of the reason why tournament rankings can fall down. Particularly, you've got cost of living crisis. Playing junior events is expensive. So the idea that you have to go and play all the events to then be on a level playing field with all your compatriots, and everybody has the same amount of money, when everyone has different demographics, different personal situations, it might not be feasible to play all the events. Or you look at a European regional ranking, and you're reliant on everybody to travel to play international events to get a European ranking. So I think that's the one of the fundamental issues around ranking. And then obviously ratings, we've always prided ourselves on being system agnostic. So we're able to join up different tournament systems. So we're connected to about 70 different systems globally now, and all the results come in via APIs. So traditional rating systems, if they're just reliant on match results in their own system, you're never going to generate, a truly global system. And then, as I alluded to earlier, one of the major issues for me really is that lack of engagement and the lack of dynamism. And I think that's the beauty of a rating, that you can compare people across territories, you can join up these different systems, but then also drive the engagement, because it's all very well just having a rating, but if it doesn't move, or there's a lag, or the algorithm's too slow, then that causes challenges. And the other unique thing about, the Squash Levels algorithm is that it's points based, so you can go up or down, even if you win. So as come back to our imaginary match, when you and I are due to play, I'm twice as good as you in theory, with up by our points, and I'm due to win 11-5, 11-6, 11-5. Actually, you play really well, and it ends up being 11-9, 11-9, 11-9. So you've done better than expected. I've still won,
So
but
you're
actually,
going to drop in the rankings.
I'm
Your
going to drop a bit.
rating would drop, yeah.
My rating's going to drop a bit, and yours is going to come up. And there's lots of nuance within that. And come back to the behavioral modeling and the damping. Richard's fine-tuned that over a number of years. But that increased resolution is just so much greater off the back of having a points-based system, when compared to either just a simple win or loss, or some may have game scores. But you look at Elo, which is what a lot of rating systems were based on, the chess rating system, and it's purely win or loss. I just think we're a long way ahead in terms of the subtlety and the nuance of the algorithm. As I say, it's 20,000 lines of code that Richard spent a decade, studying and covering, and we've compared ourselves to some of the things going on with, like, the World Tennis Number, and it just seems to be, far more sophisticated. But it's, as I said, we just see this opportunity coming out of squash, where we have proven it. We've walked the walk, talked the talk, and now the challenge is for us to go and spin that into doubles, which
Oh, it's
obviously
definitely,
has,
yeah,
I
it's
mean,
definitely exciting.
the doubles. Go on, Jerry.
Doubles in terms of paddle and pickleball, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just worth noting how the challenges that it presents. Because in singles, obviously, we've got an absolute result that the rating is based upon. But with doubles, you're looking at four players on the court, and you could have three players all of 10,000, and then one player of 5,000. Now, the two players who are 10,000 might hit 90% of the balls to the player who's 5,000, and that player who's 5,000 might make 90% of the winners. Oh, sorry, might hit 90% of the errors, and the other player might not touch the ball because everybody's targeting the weaker player. So, we have to figure out how we allocate points in that scenario, because it wouldn't just be fair to just go the 10,000, the 5,000, move the same amount.
I guess you need obviously you need a lot of data in order for that to play out, right?
It's all data. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's all data. I mean,
So
we're looking at.
this is all, I guess you're reliant upon sanctioning bodies to contribute the data, right? It's not something like in golf where I can go play a round of golf as long as my partner signs my card, I can enter my score in a handicap system.
Yeah,
It's more of a sort of a tournament or league based. It's not just any match that you play could play socially, right?
no, that's right. We want you can put social results in, and we encourage it at a kind of very low level, or to get your initial ranking, you can get a provisional ranking, but to get an official ranking, we're relying on genuinely competitive matches coming from validated sources. But on the flip side, we encourage club nights to be run where somebody new to the sport could come in as a beginner, and you could say, "Hey, Jerry's over on the court over there. He's got a level of 500. Why don't you go and play Jerry? And if you lose 11-3, well, we know that you're roughly a third as good as you with your 500 rating, so we can give this provisional level of 150 to 200, off the back of one game." So suddenly this beginner is coming into the sport and goes, "Oh, cool, I've got a rating. Wow. Next time I go and play, oh, can I improve my rating?" So, that's where we're seeing a lot of traction and driving a lot of engagement for the new players coming into the sport, getting really excited by this prospect of being able to tangibly measure their improvement. I think historically there's
Yeah,
been a
that's the
misconception.
beauty of golf. I mean, people who socially play golf, they have a handicap. They register as at their club, they get a handicap, then they watch their level go up and down via their
That's
handicap.
exactly it. And I think there was almost a misconception that squash levels was for the really keen players, but actually it's not. The analogy I use is, you haven't done any training for a long time, you haven't done any exercise, and you go and run your first 5K, and it might take you 35 minutes or 45 minutes, but you're off the couch and you're just starting out. The next time you go and run, you go and do it in 44 minutes, or shave 2 minutes off or a minute off. You feel great about yourself, and you're tracking that in Strava, and you're tracking that improvement. And I think that's what squash levels can do at the bottom end, at the real grassroots end of the sport. And with, we're getting lots of case studies now from lots of feedback from clubs around the world, just saying squash levels has rejuvenated the club. They're connected up to the box leagues. Everybody cares about their results. They're all getting good games because they're playing with people at the appropriate level. They know how good they are. Their time on court is more valuable, and they're taking more pleasure from their squash. So, I think as a grassroots initiative, it's just incredibly powerful. And then obviously that scales all the way up to the very top of the sport.
So we've got listeners, I think across the globe here, Jethro. So, just wondering, if can anyone access squash levels, or I guess it's contingent upon the provincial association or national governing body if they're using the squash levels, wouldn't it?
It depends. As I say, we connect up to different systems, and we connect to 70 different systems. So obviously if you're playing national tournaments or regional tournaments, go and badger the tournament organizers or the federations to get connected up. I mean, we're doing our best. I think we're up to about 25 countries now, onboarded 4 new ones this week. The number is creeping up, but obviously that goes all the way down to a local level. And
Is
in
that
England,
most of Europe?
yeah, good chunk of Europe's on now. I mean, Australia, New Zealand, India, Singapore, South Africa, Brazil come on recently, and then it's a good chunk of Europe. But you connect up at a national or regional level, but then equally. We're probably connected to 30, 40 different systems in the UK, which will be down to a box league level. And we offer our box league solution. So if you do want to go and get a level, you can also just get the box league set up at your club, or go and find another digital solution and get those box leagues connected to squash levels. So it can happen at a local level, or it can happen at the national and regional level. Some local leagues connect up. John Gallagher in Austria just runs a weekly tournament every week on squash levels every Tuesday, and the number of participants is just through the roof. So it can really be done at a micro level, or all the way up to the national federation level. And people just need to, either get in touch with us, or get in touch with the federation, or the league organizer, or the club organizer, and just find ways to connect, because we're trying to make it as easy as possible.
That's brilliant. I mean, I'd like obviously we'd like to get more maybe North America more on board, wouldn't
We would. I mean, look, there's the elephant in the room is the Club Lokka
Yeah, it's going to be
offering, and they have their own rating. And I get it, covered, US squash are, reluctant to connect up at the moment, which is, it's a challenge for us. It's frustrating, but understandable as well, because they have the Club Lokka solution, and they've invested and spent a good chunk of money on developing their own ratings algorithm. So totally get it. I'm hopeful that one day they do get connected, and we can create a genuinely global rating system, especially with the strength of squash in America. It's only going one way, right? And more and
Yeah,
more
absolutely.
better ranked players. So yeah, that's what we're striving for. But yeah, bit of politics there, Jerry. Bit of
Absolutely.
politics.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've been down that road before, so a political game. But yeah, I mean, Club Locker. I'm not really familiar with it, but obviously, hopefully, you guys can sort of work things out going forward at some way.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
All right, and so is there anything else that we need to know about the launch or the R&D stuff? Was interesting because you did met. I thought that was a recent development, but it actually occurred a
Well, yeah,
while
all the
ago.
R&D. Yeah, so we got this Innovate Smart grant. So it's a £353,000 grant, I think, to develop the doubles algorithm. So with singles is fully developed and fully fleshed out. As I said, the challenge is spinning that up into doubles, and that's what we've got the investment to do, with a particular focus on kind of paddle and tennis, conversations going on with badminton. So that's where the R&D spend is really going. Obviously, there's platform evolution as well within that to cater for doubles. So it's a pretty exciting proposition. As I said, the rise of pickle and paddle. There's a few people in the space, Universal Tennis Rating, World Tennis Number, Red Paddle. There's a few people trying to do ratings, but I genuinely do feel like we're, a fair way ahead in terms of the sophistication around the underlying algorithm. But obviously we have to adapt it now for
Right.
doubles, which is, easier said than done. But Richard is a very smart man. And that's what the next 12 to 15 months focus is on.
It just seems like yesterday where you rolled out squash levels. So you've come a long way, and let's see how I'm sure you guys keep your nose to the grind. It's going to continue to evolve.
Yes, let's just hope that baby doesn't get in the way too much, Jerry.
Well, it won't embrace it. Yes. Now the double dot AI app, it's squash skills. I tried it out, and you told me to fool around with it, so I did. What did I throw in there? Over 50 training, over 50 squash off court training. That's what I threw in there, and it came up with something beautiful. And just basically. If it hurts, then it shouldn't hurt when you're over 50. I think that was something that came up. And then there were a bunch of from the repository. But describe what it's all about, if you don't mind, and then we can get into it a little more in a bit more detail. Yeah.
Well, obviously there's been the rise of ChatGPT over the last year, and large language models are certainly changing the way that I interact with content on the internet. And rather than use a Google search these days, I go to ChatGPT and I type the question that I want, and I get a nuanced answer and a response to the way I've asked the question. And I don't have to go and sift through loads of articles and sit down and watch a video for a period of time to get the content I want. And I'm able to get the answer very, very quickly. And in many instances, it's absolutely spot on. I'm sure, we all know that AI can be a still early days in some
Yeah.
respects, and there's a trust element, but generally, that's how I, work on the internet these days. And it just struck me that, we've been doing this for a long time now. We're 12 years in July, and there's a hell of a lot of content in there. If you think about the transcriptions from every single squash skills video that we've recorded, 4,500 videos, 750 blogs. It's just a huge amount of knowledge from 15 world number ones, the world's best coaches, everything that Gary's put together. And just rather than having this kind of sat on the platform or tucked away in a blog on page 18 of the blog, just figured that there's this opportunity to tap into that, those transcriptions and that kind of hive mind mentality, leverage OpenAI and develop this chatbot that gives you those nuanced answers to exactly what you want and need. And obviously we've layered that up with the recommendations engine as well. So it becomes really interesting, with the initial version was just surfacing the content and giving you the answers and giving one recommendation. And then we evolved that, and now you've got six recommendations that it picks up and thinks are the most appropriate to what you want. So I think it just enables people to take a deeper dive into the content. But I just think it's a new innovative way of interacting. And it can, if you go, you sat at the squash club saying, "I'm feeling really nervous before I play tonight," it can act your therapist as well as your coach, and
Well, that
talk
was
about
the
tennis.
that was the thing. I loved what you guys have put together from the inception of Squash Skills up until now. And as you mentioned, the repository there is just it's so deep now that it's difficult to find. I guess it would be difficult to find what you're looking for. I mean, there is already there's a search in there that helps you identify, but. What you have now is really helpful, and I think you could go down a rabbit. I love going down rabbit holes, right? So this is going
Well,
to
that's it. But you can take the same bit of content. It might be, I don't know, return a serve as an example on the backhand side. But you can ask a number of different questions about, how do I return the serve on the backhand side? It might give you a general answer, and then you could dive into the nuance of where do I stand to receive serve on the backhand with the backhand return serve. How should I prepare for return a serve on the backhand side? And the AI is able to pick up on all the nuances there. And if you go, "I'm a beginner, how should I approach this?" "Oh, I'm more advanced
How do I
than
roll
that."
over the nick off the return and back?
Exactly. But then beyond that, because it's AI, you can also ask that question in Spanish, right? And it gives you a response in Spanish. You can ask it in French, and it gives you a response in French. So, we've obviously been very English focused historically, and that's just been a product of time, cost, difficulties with tr generating translation, but I feel like this does open everything up to a new
Have
market
you guys ever
opportunity.
thought of bringing on? I mean, with all the pros that are out there, and the way the game's gone global, you could bring in Miguel, you could bring in guys from Russia or from Korea. They could come in and produce material in their language for their
Yes, I mean
squash
it's not the
content.
filming and the coaching is the easy bit. It's the editing because you then need a local language editor to then make sure you've got the right clips marrying up with the right bits. So it's not quite as straightforward as you think. But obviously with AI where it is
It
now
would
in
cost.
translation.
It, I guess it might cost a bit in order to set something like that up, but it does sound intriguing to me.
Yeah, no, I mean it makes total sense, and we want to support the whole global community. It's just I think it's going to become easier and cheaper to do so now with AI, with transcriptions getting better and better, and then becoming multilingual and able to, translate. It's far easier than paying people to translate. So I think a whole world of opportunity is going to open up over this next period. I know some people are scared of AI. As am I definitely have grave concerns about the future, but at the same time, I feel like we have to embrace it now. I was of the mentality I want to be an early adopter here, relatively. I don't want to be sat here wishing we had gotten to AI 3 years ago when somebody else has got there and moved the needle. And I thought, there's a really good opportunity to do so, particularly with all the content that we have and all that information and knowledge that we have. I just figure it's only going to get better. Unfortunately, AI is only going to get smarter, which is in one way terrifying, But equally, computing power is going to increase, the speed at which we can do things, the accuracy of transcriptions, the accuracy of translation. And in the way that we educate the models,
Yeah,
it's
I think
only
it,
going
like
to.
you said, you can't be scared of it. You have to go out there and take the bull by the horns, right? And that's what you seem to have done here.
100%. That's always been kind of my mentality, really. Not resting on our laurels and just trying to evolve with it and trying, while it's moving so fast. I don't know. I don't think we're even keeping up,
Well,
but
this
we're
is
just trying
just
to
I mean,
leverage.
what you've done here with the Double Dot app, I think it, I mean, you'd agree with me. It's just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it? In terms of trying to get your head around what you can do with AI. I mean, we just talked about it here, translating everything into all these languages, but making sure that the content is reflects what you want to put out there, right?
100%. I mean, this is just large language models at this stage, right? Obviously we're seeing what DALL-E can do with text to image, the text to video stuff that's coming out. It won't be impossible a few years' time. You'll be training it on videos and saying this is what a good backhand swing looks like. And then if you ask it to give you a video of what a good backhand swing looks like, that's gonna be coming. There's no doubt about it. This is really, as you say, the tip of the iceberg, and we're leveraging it to give you nuanced answers and guide you around the platform. And I
I
think
really li I really liked what playing around with the other day, and I didn't do it for very long. So I think if I sort of went spent a bit more time with it, I'd even find it more there more value to it. So I
of
think the
course, I
more
mean,
time you spent, sorry.
we're aware that people are, time poor. There's many distractions, there's many things to go and entertain you, there's many subscription services vying for your attention.
Isn't that that's what AI is all about, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of people's attention spans aren't what they used to be. So this is a kind of
No, well, for me, it was an opportunity to give people the answer that they want immediately, right? So you are feeling nervous tonight in your match. How can you combat those nerves? Just ask the question. It'll give you some techniques and breathing techniques and tell you what to
wow.
think about
Well,
rather than
answer that
going.
question, Jethro. How? I get nervous. What do we do?
Oh, God.
Sometimes you do. I still get nervous. I mean, if I have a league match and against the guy, it's usually when I get nervous, I don't know, but it's usually against someone that I know I can beat, but I don't want to lose to them. You know what I mean? I don't like, there's certain people you don't like losing to, and you don't, those are the matches where I get nervous. Is there anything in there on that?
Well,
I
you'll
type
have
that in.
absolutely, I'm sure. There 100% will be. We're tapping into there's lots of great content, some of Jesse's content,
Could be
Shane
diet,
Duncan,
what are those
Boasianti.
about then, right?
So again.
It could be related to what you've eaten that day, how much sleep you got. I think
Oh.
sleep's a huge issue. Like if I don't sleep, I get nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all know the links between sleep and mental health, and it's crucial. So I mean, there's tons of stuff that the AI is going to be far better placed than me as a non-expert on the mental side of the game. I would be able to offer up. So yeah, no, it's I look I, as I said, I think we're time poor, and one of the big draws of this was being able to give people the answer to the questions that they got immediately without necessarily having to go, I'm going to go and watch that playlist for 45 minutes. Obviously, the recommendations engine's there for them to go and take that deeper dive if they want to, but equally, you can get, the nuances of this is what I'm trying to achieve here in 10 seconds. If you're a coach and you've got a group of kids, but you're a low-level coach, right? Or a teacher in a high school who's got a PE class and you don't really know exactly what the technique is, you could say, how do I teach the backhand swing correctly? And it'll tell you how to teach the backhand swing, but right, as opposed to saying, how do I hit a ball? oh, how do I hit the backhand? You know, that'll tell you how to hit it, but then it's also saying, how do you teach it? And then the nuance comes for you to be able to go and pass that information on to the pupil. So, you know, that's the power of it for me. It's kind of giving this personalized experience to what you're after and what you need in an instant. And then if you've got more time to go and dive deeper into the content, then you can. So, you know, we're very early in this journey. We're only just getting started, but I'm very, very pleased and
What I
excited
like
by it.
about you, Jethro, is that I think you said that the last time we were on the podcast.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I forget what we were talking about, but now you're at your squash skills and squash levels. We're at another stage, and the evolution just continues.
Was it, you know, technology moves so fast. We're a technology business, right? And look at the way the world has shifted in the last 12 months. You know, AI wasn't even a topic of conversation, was it, 18 months ago? Well, in very small circles, it would have been. But then once ChatGPT launched, you know, it's suddenly at the forefront of everybody's imagination. And as I said, you know, you can't just sit still because the world moves too quickly. And as a technology company in squash, just felt like we had to be, you know, pushing the boundaries and seeing what's feasible. So, yeah, as I say, early days. There's a lot more we can do with it. A lot more subtlety, a lot more nuance we can add to it. You know, link it up with the training app and start recommending more bespoke sessions as well, and go. We're going to go down to individual videos from a recommendation at the moment. It's at a collection level, but you know, obviously, within every playlist, you've got typically between 6 and 12 videos. So actually, the whole
Imagine
library.
you parry this with or pair this up with the with your squash level.
Well, that's it. That's the next phase as well. Is, you know, linking your own personal information with your recent match history, recent performances. We've got the match review capability within Squash Levels, so you can fill in a detailed match review. And then beyond that, I mean, we're having some really interesting conversations around with AI camera technology, where they're actually doing analysis of your winners, your errors, where you're hitting the ball from, where you're making mistakes from. So once you get that. And imagine having an AI match report off the back of a filming analysis done on your phone, coupled with a match report, coupled with your trajectory and your recent performance, and the AI can tap into that, and then it can serve you the coaching content based on every single match. You know, that's where we're heading, you know,
This
and
is
that.
akin to technology in the game, right? We you know the racket's changed, strength and conditioning training has changed. Now we've got this. This is going to just make players that much better. The way the technology and everything else has
Yeah.
over, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some really cool stuff. I had a great conversation last week with somebody doing some amazing stuff with the AI analysis, and you know, it's going to become freely available through the, but the, as a byproduct of sticking a phone out behind a glass and filming your game, you're going to get a full in-depth match report that, you know, historically would have had to be manually done with a coach and typed up, and you know, would have taken days, and you're going to be able to get it virtually in an instant. But then you couple that up with the coach, you know, it's bloody powerful.
I
So
guess the
it's
problem for squash, though, isn't it, is the fact that there's not a lot of big money around to invest in it, the way that other big time sports have that the wherewithal to produce what they have out there now. So that we're up against that too, aren't we?
of course, you know, it's a challenge, and that's, you know, to come back to the level tech conversation, you know, that's, I feel like we got to a good place by being able to prove the concept within squash. We've got product market fit. We're able to demonstrate that Squash Levels does work, and there's demand, and it's engaging, and people love it. And now we've got this opportunity to go out and go multi-sport. So yeah, it's challenging because the big players aren't just plowing money into squash. Obviously, Mark Walters has now come in with the PSA level, and that's great. But naturally, people aren't just plowing money into the grassroots or you know, developing analysis software, you know, like they would be in other sports. It's going to be less of a competitive market to, but then that presents an opportunity for people to cut their teeth, right? Find their niche. And get established, which I guess is what ultimately we've managed to do here.
Right on. So just to wrap it up, wrap this part of it up anyway. So if anyone wants to sort of see what Squash Levels is all about, or maybe just get their name in the system, or and also with regard to Double Dot, the AI app, where do they go? And just generally,
Yeah,
what?
squashlevels.com. Just go and register. You may well have some results in the system, depending on where you are in the country, in which case you, or sorry, in the world, in which case you just claim your account and off you go. Everybody gets 30 days premium access for free, with a registration. So that's super easy. If you're not in the system, just go and create your account and you can have a play. You'll be able to become part of the social network and follow a load of the pros and see what they're doing, get your head around it. And then, as I say, advocate for going to your club, to your county, to your region, to your national governing body, and say, "Hey, look at this. We want to get connected. We want a squash level. So how do we make this happen?" And then squash double dot just available on Squash Skills on the website. It's a web only at the moment. Not developed an app for the AI coach as yet.
You
But
had the app before the Squash Skills app, though, is still. Didn't you guys have an app the last time we spoke?
yes, yeah. I mean, there's actually three apps, right? So there's the streaming app, the training app, and then there's a ghosting app as well. So those apps are there, but to access the AI coach, that's web-based. So just go to squashskills.com. You get some questions for free. You'll see at the top menu, it's labeled AI Squash Coach. And then if you want to register, you'll unlock some more questions. And then subsequently, if you want to, an indefinite number of responses, then that's where your subscription comes in. So,
Brilliant. And what do you have in the hopper there at Squash Skills right now? Like anything new and exciting, any big name pros coming on? And I know Joel Macon put some stuff out recently, which I haven't looked at it yet, but it looks
no, it's good.
interesting.
We just launched James this week, James Wilstrop. Which is great, talking about creative squash. So, super interesting given James is probably one of the most creative players around. Some stuff with Laura Massaro, got a few dates lined up with Nick. Some stuff for the guys in the States, Alex State, Luke Butterworth, SJ. We're filming with SJ next
Yeah, Luke
week.
Butterworth has made a name for himself over
Really
there.
has,
A
hasn't he?
lot of people are really, he's kind of a go-to guy there now.
Yeah, boy's done well straight out of Huddersfield. No, an absolute legend, and he's done fantastically well for himself. So it's great to see, and a really, really nice guy as well.
Right on. Well, Jethro, really appreciate your time today, and congrats with the incoming and
Thank you.
all with Squash Levels. I know this is something that you've put everything into it, and it's starting to come to fruition. What your vision was, anyways, and the Double Dot AI looks. I mean, I've had an experience with it already, so it's really good stuff. So all the best with that going forward.
Wonderful, Jerry. Thank you for having us as ever. Keep up the good work yourself, doing great things for the community. So always a pleasure to join, and
Yeah,
hopefully
we'll have to
next
have
time I see
Gary
you, maybe
back
that's
on soon. We'll get Gary back on.
yeah, no, get Gary back, and then next time I'll probably have aged about 10 years next time you see me.
Oh man,
So
you're gonna age in reverse. Kids are great.
yeah.
Don't worry. Yeah, I know the feeling. Yeah, I was a bit apprehensive with 6 weeks to go. T minus 6 weeks. Yeah, I was feeling your pain at that time.
No, it's not pain. It's definitely not pain. No, I'm looking forward
Hopefully your better half doesn't listen to
to
this. No, just
it. All
kidding.
right,
All the
Jerry.
best, mate, and take care.
Cheers, buddy.